From KDK TV political analyst John Delano. John, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Larry. Well, this was the seventh debate among these candidates, but the first of 2020 and just a couple weeks from the Iowa primary. So there was a little of something for everybody, but I have to tell you, you know, maybe I'm getting a little too old or too bored or too what. I thought generally it was a ho-hum debate with a couple of breakout moments, but there was something for everybody there. So if you had a particular candidate going in, I don't think too much changed as you went out.
So instead of picking on each other, candidates did take moments to pick on the president, the man they have to beat if any of them would like to be the next president. But the sidebars to this are the bickering stories between Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, but that doesn't really get those candidates anywhere, does it?
No, it really doesn't, although it may reinforce the support that each of them have. And we're referring, of course, to the accusation that Bernie Sanders told Elizabeth Warren early on in this campaign that a woman could not be elected president of the United States, a claim that that Sanders says he never said. Warren insists he did. But in last night's debate, she didn't really focus so much on the he said, she said. She made a point about electability. I don't know if you have that clip, but I think that was one of the more interesting moments in the campaign.
So again, each candidate had a moment to take on the president, but amongst themselves, you say Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders shook hands prior to, but then after, you see that awkward moment where Bernie reaches out with his hand, Elizabeth Warren keeps hers close to the chest, and then appears to be scolding Bernie, and he reacts, and then they just walk off.
Yeah, we didn't, you know, I haven't heard any of the audio there, and I don't know whether anyone captured it, but this was this awkward moment at the very end of the debate after they had had their exchange about the fact that the men on the stage had lost elections while the women had never lost elections. The two of them sort of seemed to go at it. He extends her hand. She keeps her hands clasped to her chest and stomach and doesn't reach forward. Now, it's possible she didn't see him. She was looking into his eyes. It's possible she didn't see the hand being extended. And there is video that they shook hands at the very beginning. But it seems as if pundits, and I'm sure some in the media, are going to make a lot of all this today, that the two of them have had a split after weeks and months in which they seem to back each other up on the very liberal agenda that both of them represent in the Democratic Party.
And by the way, those sound clips courtesy of CNN, which aired the debate. So on February 3rd, there will be the Iowa caucus. And as you told us yesterday, it's very interesting how that proceeds.
Oh, yeah. It's a matter of people showing up and staying put. They don't just vote. They actually have to physically stay in a room on behalf of their candidate. So you can imagine that it's really the ardent supporters of Joe Biden or Elizabeth Warren or Bernie Sanders or Pete Buttigieg or Amy Klobuchar who will actually show up and stay in the room and stay put for a couple hours until they see that their candidate's final vote count is taken.
But then there will be more debates after that, right?
Yes, there's a debate scheduled. The eighth debate is scheduled for Manchester, New Hampshire, shortly before the February 11th primary. So, yes, there's more to come. And we're not sure yet who's actually going to qualify for that debate, to be honest.
Right, and as you also pointed out, these six made it through the next set of qualifications to participate in last night's Democratic debate.
That's right. And the question is whether Andrew Yang or even Michael Bloomberg, although it's tough for him because he only gives to himself. It was interesting last night, Stephen Colbert on CBS had his guest was Mike Bloomberg. And they did a live show after the debate. So and next week it's Andrew Yang. Tonight it's Andrew Yang on Colbert. So Colbert is obviously picking up on the people who did not quite qualify for the debate, but giving them an opportunity to respond. So, you know, it's more than just the six who are still in this.
And all of this going on while the president was out on the campaign trail himself, yeah. And then in Washington, the Senate trying to figure out exactly what the procedure is going to be for the trial of impeachment.
Yes, and this is going to have real impact on the presidential race because some of the candidates, Sanders, Warren, Klobuchar, clearly have to be in Washington on the Senate floor to hear the discussion and ultimately to vote as a juror on the president's guilt or innocence. And that means they're not in Iowa, they're not in New Hampshire. So we'll see whether that has an impact going down the road. But clearly it's going to free up Biden and Buttigieg and the others to campaign while the senators are stuck in Washington doing their job.
Post-debates, it does not appear, John, that there was any clear emergence of a front runner beyond where they already were prior to the debate last night.
I agree with that. Having watched that whole debate and having watched just about every debate that they've had, I don't think there was a true breakout moment that clearly put one candidate ahead of the others. There are things that each of them did that their supporters today will tout. They'll say Biden was great on this, or Buttigieg did that, or Warren was excellent on that, or Sanders did this, I mean, and Klobuchar. I mean, they'll each point to things that the candidates did and say, aha, this proves that my candidate is the most qualified for president of the United States. But I don't think the public as a whole, if they made it through the 2 hours, and that, you know, and I think there's a certain boredom level, to be absolutely honest, that sets in even for someone like me who loves this stuff. I found myself, they're just saying the same old stuff over and over and over again. I think you get tuned out by a lot of it. And I suspect the folks in Iowa who had probably the biggest attentive interest in all this, I think even there, I think they've heard it all and they're probably just as soon and happy to get to the caucus and vote and get this over with.
Yeah, from Drake University in Des Moines, Iowa, the Democratic debate last night. You can watch John Delano, KDK-TV, later this afternoon and evening. John, I appreciate it as always. Thanks. We'll talk again soon.
Hey, always fun talking, Larry. Hang in there.